Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thank you for being connected with eBay. This is James. How can I help you today?
Hi, James. I just got a message saying you put the deducted $200 out of the account.
Okay, the answer would be yes. Well, at the moment, all of your information has been hacked, and it was under the control of some foreign hackers. And what they're trying to do is they keep misusing your information on the different platforms like as eBay, Amazon, Netflix. What they're trying to do is they're trying to purchase some stuff in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. But our Interpol database has been found that these people, they have hacked your internet, and they're trying to steal your information. So that is why you have got a call from our end, so that we can get in touch with you and we can inform you about it, that how could you secure the things from your end. Right. So first I want to ask you that, have you ever share or have you give any of your information, like your card information, your banking information, to anyone?
No.
You have not. And
What bank is it from?
Well, I can see here that these people, the hackers, they have got access. They have got the 4 bank accounts over here. So, at the moment, I don't know which bank do you deal with. Let me just call you the name of the banks. The number one is Commonwealth Bank. The second one is ANZ. Fourth one is Bendigo. And the third one is Bendigo. And the fourth one is Westpac. Now, I don't know that which bank do you deal with. Could you please just let me know? Do you deal with any banks which I have told you?
Bendigo.
Just give me a second, let me just go ahead and try to pull up the records. So, Bendigo 1. And apart from you, have you shared any of your banking information to anyone?
No.
You have not. And when was the, like, do you deal with eBay? Have you ever registered yourself on eBay?
No.
You have not. So it means these people, they have created a fake account by using your information over there. In that case, we need to put a block on all these hackers. We need to put a block on all these people who are connected and making these kinds of fraud payments. Right. Well, you don't need to be worried about your money. Before I just go further, I want to verify something. Like, apart from that $299, there is a one more payment which was on hold and hidden. It was around $1,499 for purchasing a cell phone. It was for iPhone 13. Do you know anything about that as well?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. It was a very large amount.
And I just want the Bendigo number
in Commonwealth. You deal with the Commonwealth and the Bendigo both, right? Okay, no need to be worried about it. Do you have any friends or relatives who actually belongs from Mountain View, California, U.S.? Have not, as you are living in a place of Australia, like the thing which makes us very suspicious, when we have, like, whenever we deliver something, we need to check the foreign IP addresses, like, as well as the addresses from where the order has been made and from where it was going to be delivered to. So as you are living in a place of Australia, but the IP address which we have traced, it was coming up from the Mountain View, California, US, which makes us very, very suspicious. Anyways, you do one thing. Do you have a computer, a laptop, any compatible device at your place?
No.
You have not.
Device.
Just a phone. And the cell phone which you have got, either it's a Android or it's a Apple?
Android.
And have you like ever used your cell phone to, you know, to visit any hacking or any corrupted pages which will allow, you know, which will allow these hackers to get into your cell phone so that they can easily access all of your information?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not that good at mine, but not that I'm aware of.
Okay, now listen to me very carefully. What I'm going to do is, I'm just going to guide you and help you with some few security steps in order to cancel those payments which has not done by you. And in case, if there any money will be gonna debited, or if there any money has been debited from your account, we will just simply go ahead and refund it to you. You don't need to be worried about your money. And we will put a block on all these people who are connected and making this kind of fraud payments. We will check all of your information which has been corrupted and compromised so that we can put a security on it so that in future no one can be able to use it. Right. So the cell phone which you have got, it's an Android phone, and right now you're talking to me in your cell phone or it's a different phone?
Cell phone.
Okay, and apart from this cell phone, have you got any, you know, landline or any, telephone something?
No, only this phone.
Okay. And right now, do you have any headphone or any, you know, Bluetooth or any earphone which you can use so that I can help you easily?
Yeah.
What? What's happened to me? Love. Sorry, come again? What was that? You have got a headphone, right?
Yes.
Lovely. Now, you just do one thing. Just while talking to me, let me just guide you with some few security steps. Just press the home button of your cell phone which you have got. Just press the home button and come back to the home screen where you can see all of your items like camera, galleries, photos, calendars.
Yeah.
Right. And once you open up the, once you come back to your home screen, you will want to see all of your items like camera, galleries, photos, calendars. Now there would be an application called Play Store, P-L-A-Y Store, Play Store. Could you please try to find it?
Yeah, lovely.
Now, once you open up the Play Store, look on the top. You see a small magnifying glass where it says Search. Search for apps and games on the top. Do you see a small magnifying glass? Sorry, come again? Oh, you have no data. You have not got any mobile data. Oh, okay. And do you have like any Wi-Fi connection so that you can connect your phone to the internet?
I'm gonna have work at work.
Okay, you are at work at the moment. Okay, so in that case, I should have to have a word with my anti-fraud department team that what I can do the best thing for you. No worries. You're driving at the moment?
I'm driver.
Okay. Alright, just give me a second. Let me just have a word with my anti-fraud department manager. And do you remember, like, Do you have the statements of your bank? Have you got the paper statements of your bank?
I have
on the phone, right? Okay, when you take this right...
I can't get into anything because of my data.
Oh, yes, you have problems. And do you have any rough idea that how much, you know, available funds you have maintained on both of these accounts? On the Commonwealth or any, like, the Bendigo, so that we can go ahead and put a security in all of your funds so that no one can able to use it.
Do I have a what?
Like, do you have any rough idea that how much funds you have got on the Commonwealth Bank?
Yeah, I've
got zero funds in the CDK bank. Uh-huh.
And I've probably got $50
in the Commonwealth. Okay. So you have only got the $65 or something dollar in your Commonwealth, and the Bendigo one, it has like zero. You don't have that much funds, right?
Yes.
Lovely. Just give me a second, let me go ahead and put a security on all these banks so that these people, these hackers, do, like they won't be able to use it. And when you will be at home, like at what time you will be at home?
4 or 5 o'clock.
Okay, just give me a second. In Australian, like Western Australian time or?
Victorian
time, okay. Okay, I've got it. So right now I do believe that it's 12:31 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So you want me to give you a call back at 5 p.m., right?
Yes.
On that time you will be at home. Okay.
Yes.
Give me a second. Let me go ahead and set a call back for you, so that we can give you a call. And at the meantime, may I have your first name, please?
Scott.
And how do you spell this?
I'm not sure whether I can give you any more information.